From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Terran Kot of any remaining insurgents. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. Earlier, a spokesman for the Taliban said its forces had captured large parts of the provincial capital. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued arrest warrants for six generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen, in connection with the failed July coup. Turkey claims they all had connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. Turkey's Anadolu news agency reports some of the businessmen arrested included two brothers who run pastry shops and a clothing maker. The government claims all of them are part of what it calls the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen has denied any involvement in the coup attempt. Kurdish officials say six Syrian Kurdish fighters were killed and a dozen were wounded as Turkish artillery fired across the border Thursday into Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some of those wounded in the attack on the town of Afrin were civilians. A survey published Thursday shows a majority of American voters support the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar free trade agreements. The survey was done by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Its release comes at a time when both major U.S. presidential candidates are critical of free trade agreements. About 2,000 people participated in the survey, and around two-thirds said the international trade is good for the U.S. economy. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters in New York, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton Thursday called for the United States to hunt down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
We should make it a top priority to hunt down the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and bring him to justice, just as we did with Osama bin Laden.
Clinton said that would send a message that nobody gets away with directing or inspiring terrorist attacks against the United States. The former Secretary of State scorned her opponent, Republican Donald Trump, for his performance late Wednesday during a forum at which the two candidates answered questions about defense and national security. Trump, in a comment on Twitter, though, said most of those who expressed opinions about his presentation were positive. He has made the destruction of the Islamic State group a key plank of his foreign policy. From Laos, U.S. President Barack Obama also denounced Donald Trump. He called him unfit to be the American commander-in-chief. A joint study by the World Bank and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, published Thursday, says air pollution has emerged as the deadliest form of pollution. The report says air pollution caused 5.5 million premature deaths in 2013. President Barack Obama says an insulting comment by Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte will not have a negative impact on U.S. relations with the people of the Philippines.
What I indicated to him is that my team should be meeting with his and determine how we can move forward on a whole range of issues.
Mr. Obama said the two leaders shook hands at an Association of Southeast Asian Nations dinner on Wednesday. Former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan assured residents of Myanmar he is not in the country to police human rights violations.
First of all, we are not here to do a human rights investigation and write a human rights report. I think I've indicated very clearly the mandate of this commission, and I hope our recommendations will be helpful as we intend to.
Annan is part of a 9-member panel on a mission to find more about the ethnic and religious strife that has triggered a humanitarian crisis in Myanmar. Uzbekistan's parliament on Thursday appointed the country's prime minister to be the new acting president, replacing Islam Karimov, who recently died. Shavkat Mirziyoyev was serving as Mr. Karimov's prime minister. He was appointed in a joint session of parliament. He immediately becomes the favorite to win the next presidential election, which is to take place within 3 months. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.